And as you're spending time with family today, take a moment to think about the people of Santa Fe, Texas, Thousand Oaks, California, Parkland, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and so many other places in this country that have had to deal with loss this year after a mass shooting. It's been nearly 2 months since a man opened fire in Pittsburgh's Tree of Life synagogue, killing 11 worshipers and injuring 7 more. We want to check in now with someone we spoke with in November, just after the shooting. Rich Fitzgerald is a lifelong Pittsburgher and a resident of the Squirrel Hill neighborhood where the shooting happened. He's also Allegheny County executive. Rich, thanks for joining us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Jeremy. Same to you and to everybody out there.
Well, and how's it going right now? It's been now over a month since that terrible shooting in your neighborhood.
Yeah, it has. And I think, you know, the neighborhood is still dealing with it in many ways. And obviously the folks who are closer to the families of the 11 victims, much more so, as they, you know, went through the Hanukkah season, first Hanukkah season without their loved ones. But what I would say is that the closeness of the community, led by not just the rabbis, but people in the community, neighbors, reaching out to each other, Seder dinners, et cetera, were, I'm sure, it took on a different significance, and being with family members took on a greater significance, I think, in light of what happened in late October.
How much are you talking about it? How much are people talking about that event now?
It is still out. It's still something that is talked about. You know, when the mayor's at different events in the neighborhood and even throughout the city, it is talked about. It's also talked about around the nation. I was at our national county executives forum in Boston in mid-December, and you know, my fellow county executives around the country were commenting about it and expressing, you know, concerns and things about seeing Pittsburgh highlighted so much during that period of time on some of the national media. So it's out there, and I think you've even seen it within some of our sports teams, and even the visiting teams who we've have a fierce rivalry with. Mm-hmm. The New England Patriots, their owner and players came in and visited the synagogue and some of the members. So it's had an effect of I think bringing people together in some ways.
People also learned a lot about your neighborhood, Squirrel Hill. You described it to us as a special place. It clearly is, based on everything that we heard about it.
It really is, and I raised my family there. My wife and I, 35 years ago, bought a house in Squirrel Hill, and we've lived there ever since. And you know, it's always been a neighborhood of mixed ethnicities, mixed religions, certainly a strong Jewish population, but also a strong Protestant and Catholic and Muslim and Hindu and non-believers. It's kind of a melting pot of diversity. And Pittsburgh's becoming more diverse throughout the region, but Squirrel Hill kind of always was, going back many, many decades.
When you look at what happened, and now with a little bit more time having passed since then, what do you think needs to be done to make sure that it won't happen again?
Well, these things, not just in Squirrel Hill and in synagogues, but unfortunately happen all too often across our country. We've seen it in movie theaters. We've seen it in shopping venues. We've seen it in workplaces. We've seen it in places of worship. So, the vigilance that we need to have with when you see something ahead of time, maybe on social media, that folks are posting things that may tip off some indication that this type of an activity may occur. I think we've got to, you know, certainly move forward on some stricter gun legislation. Restrictions on the freedom and the ability for people, particularly with mental health issues, to be able to get such firepower, obviously puts people in jeopardy and in danger.
Do you have any confidence, though, that that's going to happen after all of these shootings? That's been the call from so many people. There's got to be more gun control, and it never happens.
It doesn't seem to happen. You're right. You know, going back a number of years to where. In Sandy Hook, I thought that, you know, you thought that might a
right.
number of years ago with those young, you know, nursery school kids, pre-K, and young people, the Las Vegas shooting. You could go on and on about the Parkland shooting, where it's happened in schools. You've seen a movement of young people. And you know, I think really when you look at some of the midterm elections, that maybe that does move some people, because I think there were some candidates who won, maybe won in districts that people didn't expect them to win because of the energy of some of the young people who got involved and voted for the first time. So, you know, obviously political movements and political pressures that occur in Washington move a lot of things, and we'll have to see where that goes. This new Congress is going to get sworn in January, and we'll just have to see where the legislation and where the political movement goes with this.
What about the other sort of takeaway from some of this? And President Trump has talked about it, that there just needs to be more security in more places. What do you think about that?
Well, the difficulty with that comes down to where and how, and how do you position people everywhere and pay for it. You know, you think about it, all the houses of worship, all of the schools, all of the movie places. I mean, there's so many places that we gather publicly, our workplaces. So, you know, I that one I think is seems to be not as easily accomplished. It's just, you know, we're going to have to keep working on it. There's no easy solution, I think. If there was, we would have done it by now. But our country seems to have this regularity in which these type of things occur, and it's extremely difficult. You know, when it lands in Pittsburgh and it lands in your neighborhood, particularly among such wonderful people, innocent people who are just there to worship, you know, and their lives are taken away and taken away from their families and their friends. It certainly hits close to home, and it makes it very, very difficult and very emotional. And we'll just have to see where the political process takes us.
One of the other things you mentioned a moment ago is social media. After an event like this, everybody starts digging through the shooter's, you know, social media accounts and say, oh, well, we should have seen this that this person wrote, you know, months ago or whatever. Do you think that more can be done there that would make a real difference?
It seems there is, and it seems that is occurring. I mean, I've seen some reports where they have stepped in and individuals who are starting to display this level of hatred, and then to predict what they're going to do. You know, I'm going to do something, that type of thing. That I think you're seeing a lot more monitoring of those type of dangerous rants, if you will, or posts that occur on some of the platforms and social media. So I do think that's something that, you know, the Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, the, you know, all the different social platforms that are out there, that I think you're going to see more of that. And particularly when you look into the backgrounds, if there is a mental health issue, if there is a criminal justice issue, records that somebody might have, and what type of guns, et cetera, that they might have, that we may be able to stop some of it. But you're never going to reach a point where it's an absolute.
The man accused of carrying out the attack in Pittsburgh has pleaded not guilty, but no trial date has been set. Do you think that a trial is going to bring some closure to people?
That's hard to say. I guess it would matter what how it goes about and what the specifics are occurring. Obviously, something like that will be very emotional and very painful. You know, we have a system of justice that allows people to, you know, go through the court system, and but for, you know, for the family members, and for some of the hatred that was spewed and the actions that were taken, I think this will be very painful for our community.
And do you think that it's going to be a long time before we finally have a verdict?
I don't know that. I mean, obviously, sometimes the criminal justice system does take a long time. People file motions to appeal. They file motions to delay. You know, there's processes that are in place that oftentimes frustrate a lot of us that as you go through that system, we'll just have to see where that goes.
Finally, Rich Fitzgerald, this was an attack, obviously, on the Jewish community there in Pittsburgh. You're a Catholic. How are you celebrating Christmas this year?
I celebrate it with my family, my wife and I. You know, we'll have our kids over and we'll spend some time with my parents, with my in-laws, with brothers and sisters and cousins. So being a lifelong Pittsburgher, I have a lot of family here. Some of my kids who are grown live out of town. They will be coming into town, and we will spend it at Mass. Usually we go on Christmas Eve, we'll be together as a family, which is, you know, I'm sure what just about every family wants to do, and many in Pittsburgh treasure that.
That is Rich Fitzgerald, who is the Allegheny County Executive, joining us from Pittsburgh. Thanks again, and Merry Christmas once again to you.
Jeremy, same to you. Thank you.